This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, transitioning to mostly work from home has caused some challenges for a lot of folks. Now think of a radio station having to do this. It can be tough. Between the technology and the logistics, it is a lot. Community radio station Radio Boise has more than 100 programmers and DJs, so we wanted to hear how their operations changed since having to work from home. So joining us live via Skype to talk about the changes they've had to make to ensure the music still plays are Wayne Burt and Jessica Evett. They are the program director and general manager of KRBX Radio Boise. Hey, welcome to Idaho Matters.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having us.
Hey, Gemma.
Absolutely. Hey, so can you start by kind of painting a picture of what your normal operations look like outside of a pandemic?
Sure. A lot of people in close proximity to each other. a turnstile of shows in 2-hour segments, people coming in after each other, a real hub of activity, very lively.
Okay, so then we mentioned you have about, 100 or a little bit more than 100 folks that come into the station and work on a regular basis outside of the pandemic.
Right. Yes, that's true.
And then sometimes they have guests, so that means even more people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so now we have coronavirus and everybody.
I've heard.
Yeah, there's this thing. Yeah. So what has changed now for you? Because you want to keep the programming on the air. I mean, especially now when people really need that distraction.
Sure. It's been a mad scramble and, you know, learning every form of technology that exists out there that helps us do things quickly and not totally sacrifice the sound. Mm-hmm. I know that you're doing interviews via Skype, so the sound is not quite the same as speaking into a huge microphone in the studio. But let's just say we've done a lot of quick learning of technology while our programmers learn how to broadcast from home, not only technologically, but also to make it sound a little bit better. What a fierce conversion, and they've been some very big hour days to try to get that going and up and running. But I feel like at some point in the last 4 or 5 days, we've turned the corner to making most of our programmers record from home, but also having it sound as good as people are used to.
You know, it's funny. I've been in broadcasting now for more than 20 years. And I used to always say one of the things I really liked about my job was I couldn't bring it home with me. I always said, I can't anchor the news from my house. I can't host a show from my house. Well, guess what?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that technology has been there for a while. Just none of us had anticipated deploying it quite like this.
Well, don't you think, too, that it is something that there is something about being in a studio environment, right? So whether it's radio, whether it's television, it really is kind of part of the whole feel of broadcasting, right? And so then all of a sudden that's taken away. And you have to pivot in order to continue doing what you're doing. So how has it been for your hosts? I mean, is everyone like hosting from home now?
Probably 80% of our programmers. The few that do still come in are some of our more veteran programmers who are surrounded by silence on either side, right? So they're socially isolated. The rule of thumb is we'll have pre-records and then someone will come in between 2 or 3 pre-records. We may have 1, maybe 2 live programmers a day, and that's it.
And everyone does have the option, like nobody is required to come in at all. Yeah. And that's been in place for actually about 4 or 5 weeks now.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly.
It's similar to here too. I mean, because, you know, we have certain people that do go into the station, but they are by themselves. I mean, everything is wiped down, right? Because you still, even in what we do, those are kind of essential personnel that have to push certain buttons that you just can't push from home.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a ghost ship with constant broadcast, I guess, something like that. Yeah, it's very interesting. And it's been harder on the talk show hosts that we have. And we obviously do a little bit less of that, quite a bit less of that than you folks do. So to have two or three people on a certain program at the same time, we don't encounter as much as you folks do. We have a lot of people, by and large, that do solo music shows. And so with that, that's made it a little bit easier once we got the technology going. One ironic facet of that is our programmers have so much more time to curate their playlists. So you're hearing a lot of really personalized, handcrafted programs coming out over our airwaves nowadays.
Yeah, see, but that's really cool. And I think too that, you know, everyone is trying to find a routine or some sense of normalcy right now. So, I mean, how wonderful that your programmers and your hosts are able to actually maybe do more than they were able to do before all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's fair to say there's no replacement for, you know, we miss the real-time interaction. There's absolutely something that's the absolute most unique part of radio. And our live performances, we haven't had those in quite some time. And honestly, our pledge drives, we have a lot of people in here usually. And that human interaction, but also just that real-time interaction on the airwaves. But the fact that our program schedule has remained largely the same, that sense of normalcy, I've heard that from multiple listeners, that they just really, really appreciate some form of consistency. And going back to the handcrafted programming, that's really speaking to people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And that definitely the goal was to make the conversion as seamlessly as possible. We won't tell you how long our days have been.
Oh, you don't need to. Trust me. I got my eyes are crossed every day at 1 o'clock by the time I get off the air, because you kind of have to, I mean, I feel like you have to concentrate even harder when everything is remote, in the sense of like, I'm so used to sitting in a studio and seeing people across from me, right? And there is something about that body language and that unspoken, you know, language that you can have, especially on live radio, that now is not there. So the amount of even just concentration that it takes to do these programs, it's next level.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your ears have to do so much more of the work, I think.
I know, right? Yeah, you have to pay attention. Hey, before I let you guys go, though, you mentioned very quickly, Jessica, that you guys were about to start your annual fundraiser, and that's the pandemic has really interfered with the fundraising. So, and this is a part of the reason why you can remain on the air, is that you get that opportunity for people to financially support you. What can people do right now if they do want to be able to donate to Radio Boise?
No, that's a great question. We have launched sort of a silent drive. So we've been doing a lot of pre-recorded spots. People can support the station by going to our website. That's the easiest platform. So it's radioboise.org. People can actually also text KRBXGIVE to 44321. And we've actually seen a great steady trickle of donations, and we will have a special block of programming, kind of more of a listener appreciation week, with some handcrafted shows. There won't be that live time interaction with our phone bankers, all that fun elements, but we're kind of working on that now. And that kicks off
April 27th for the entire week. And it'll be like a simulated radiothon, as we call it.
Oh, perfect. Well, hey, I want to thank both of you for taking some time out of your day to talk to us about this, and to also just keep doing what you're doing. It, you know, these are I think the arts, you know, entertainment, it's always important, but it is so much more important right now. So thank you for all you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gemma, and keep up the good fight yourself.
Yeah.
Doing our best every day. We've been talking with Wayne Burton and Jessica Abbott, the program director and general manager of Radio Boise. And I want to also thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Thank you so much for continuing to listen, to continuing to be a part of this, for giving us questions so that we can ask them on the air, for giving us grace as well during this time, as sometimes we have technical issues. Sometimes when we have a 8-year-old walk into the studio asking if he can play the Xbox? You can in just about 20 seconds. Thank you so much for truly being a part of what we do every single day. Thank you to my producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright, and our production assistant, Molly Wampler. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Thursday. Find some joy today, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.